Hey, Chicks in the Office listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
For us, golf is simple. It's a chance to get out and have some fun with our friends. But inevitably, little things have a way of ruining it. The group ahead is taking forever, you can't find the fairway with a map, and the bev cart is nowhere to be found. And the best way to make a bad day better is Fireball Whiskey. You get their nips, the little shooters. They are great. Makes bad day way, way, way better. Make sure to grab the new Fireball Birdie Shot Club. It's literally a golf club filled with Fireball nips. Put it in your bag. It'll fit right in that side pocket. Drink Fireball nips and have a great time on the golf course.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. When did cheap plastic disposables with 90s-style graffiti art become the norm? No offense if gaudy pastel is your style, but the Flonk Max Smart embodies a smarter way to vape. The Flonk is sleek and discreet, and the most popular flavors are available nicotine-free and in 2% and 5% strength. A flexible disposable with a smart LED screen, the Flonk churns out 10,000 dense and delicious puffs. Visit MyPod.com and use promo code STOOL for 25% off Flonk vapes.
This is State of Emergency.
Let's go get them, Chuck!
What's up, everyone? It's Chicks in the Office with Ray and Fran giving you that Friday energy on a Wednesday. It is June 15th, which means it's Road Skincare Day, everybody.
Oh, true. For a second, sometimes I forget about, you know, oh, comes out. Like, you were like, it's June 15th. I was like, no, it's not.
Oh, it is.
But, yeah, today's the day. If you guys are listening, you'll be able to finally know what these magical products are that we still don't know what they are.
I saw a lot of people on TikTok, a lot of girls being like, I don't care what the products are. I live and die by Rhodes Skincare. Like, I'm definitely buying all these products. And I just wanted to comment and be like, go listen to the last Chicks in the Office episode and see if we change your mind just a little bit on waiting until the reviews come out because of the price point on the products. Now, listen, I'm a big Hailey Bieber supporter, always have been. If you've been listening to this podcast long enough, then you know that she was always my favorite. But I'm going to wait until I see the reviews on this skincare because I don't even know the product she's putting out and we have no idea anything about it.
It's pretty crazy now how many, like when the first people to do it were really smart because now the celebrity skincare and like makeup lines, I'm just always so much more hesitant because it's just like everybody has it. Like I think Scarlett Johansson has skincare now. I think somebody else just came out with ones too. Like, but there's also ones that you discreetly like don't know because they have different names. Like I was looking at I was in Sephora and I saw the Rose Ink stuff. And I think that's Rosie Huntington-Whiteley. Like I didn't know that. Like there's just certain things that have a celebrity attached that you didn't even know because now it's just so popular. Everyone's got one.
How many products do you think are exactly the same, but just are labeled differently?
What do you mean? Like
formula wise, how many different formulas can you come up with?
No, it's all pretty similar.
I would assume so.
And that's how I still use, it still seems with a lot of high end makeup when you look at it, because so many of these companies are all owned by the same parent company and everything is very similar.
Yeah. And I think that
you're paying for packaging and all those things.
Yeah. And obviously if you're buying one product that means something, then everything's going to be formulated kind of the same way. Either way, we're going to see a lot of competition between Hailey Bieber and Kim Kardashian skincare only 5 days apart. We talked about that last time. Otherwise, how's your day going?
It's, and you know what else? maybe it'll happen. But I'm not seeing any. I thought we would see like Rode PR packages.
People
open them up. Everyone's getting a skin PR box to the point where I'm like, how the fuck do we get on this list? Everybody's getting one. And they look beautiful because it's got like the kind of like the Skims skin collab.
I thought the same exact thing earlier. Honestly, I said to myself, it seems like everybody and their mother is getting a skincare package and we have not gotten one. No. So we're going to have to pay. Maybe we just combine our money and we get one package for $600.
Right, right. Split it.
And then we decide who needs what products the most. Yeah, we can do a joint skincare thing. Fran, you excited me a lot yesterday morning because you texted me and you asked me what Survivor season to watch.
I'm going to do it. I haven't started yet, but I made the decision I'm going to do it.
And that's very exciting. And I was really happy. And the whole day I thought you were sitting around watching it, which you weren't, but I tricked myself into thinking that you were. And so I texted you like, how is it? And you said you didn't start yet. But just the fact that you even asked me what season to start on meant a lot.
You know, what happened was I was towards the end of season two of Vampire Diaries. And I'm just remembering, I haven't watched this show in a long time. So it was getting to the end of season two when it's all like with the curse and breaking the curse and the original, like when the first time the originals get introduced, I was like locked in my mind, I was like, oh, I'll do one or two. I'm going to put on like a Vampire Diaries and then I'll start Survivor. And then it got to the point where Netflix asked me if I was still watching Vampire Diaries. I was like, yes, I am.
Yeah.
So it reached that point. But now I got past all like the really big stuff. And so now I can go. I'm definitely going to start Survivor. The David versus Goliath season is the one you told me on Netflix.
That is one on Netflix. And people may be like, no, you can't start on that one. Start on this one. Just trust me. Trust me on it. Yeah. I think it's a great season to start on. And then if you like that one, because I think every episode of that season is very captivating. I think a lot happens in every episode. I think there's a lot of twists and turns. You don't need to know anything about the game to watch that season. So I think if you like that season, then I could start recommending others to you.
What year was this season made?
Recent.
Okay, good. Yeah, I like that just because it's hard. I mean, Survivor goes back very far.
It's more recent. It's not like, I'm going to see, hold on, when it came out. But I remember being like, oh, I like this because, 2018.
Oh, wonderful. Perfect.
Yeah.
No, I'm doing it for sure. I'm going to jump in.
Thank God.
Test the waters.
I watched three seasons in 1 week. I'm about to watch four. I started another one last night. I don't know. I just can't quit it. And that may seem like I'm not doing anything else but watching Survivor. That's not true.
Yeah.
Just at night, I just really crush these episodes.
You know me, I watch so much TV and I'm social. I'm out. I'm doing stuff.
I think it's what I say. Like, I'm watching three seasons of Survivor. People are like, all right, Rhea, let's leave the house. Let's do something. Yeah, yeah. Trust me. I'm very active.
You'll be shocked how many hours you can fit into a day.
It is shocking. People say there's only 24, but if you try and stretch them,
you can.
You can really make them last.
You can. You can
make them work for you. Anyways, how's your week going?
Good. I'm up visiting my parents. And that's, you know, location wise is different, which is nice. I actually love being in a different location because recording on Zoom, I like have a desk, a room in my apartment in the city, one bedroom apartment. When Joe's working, I have to record from my bedroom. I don't have a desk in that apartment. So this is lovely, beautiful setup.
That is lovely. I wish I had a beautiful setup because Noah was yelling at me before we started recording because I'm recording in my dining room, which
yelling, is, I don't know, but
is giving major attitude because my sound was echoing, but unfortunately we took all of the desks out of our rooms in my house because I guess we just don't need them. Like, I don't know. I don't have a desk. My sister's desk is covered in boxes that you would never be able to use the desk. And I wouldn't dare to ask my brother to use his room ever.
No.
My brother has like major OCD and that like actually, so I would never touch his desk ever. So
no, it's so organized in there. I've only seen it from through the doorway. I have not touched anything, but I've seen it through the doorway.
It's something I admire. It's very organized. Yeah. My room is not, but, and then my basement, I do have a desk in my basement, but it's so hot down there. like really hot. The lighting is awful. So I chose this spot and I got in trouble. So I may just go into the office for the rest of the week without you guys, because I don't feel like getting Noah's attitude anymore. So anyways.
For one more day. Oh man. All right. Well, that's about it. Right, that's about it for me.
That's beautiful.
How are you? How are you feeling?
Oh, I'm lovely. I'm just dandy. I really am. Great. I went for a walk earlier. You know, I was just.
Noah, how are you feeling?
Feeling good. I'm in the Cape, and I've been going on some nice beach walks.
I was gonna say, you feel good getting out of the city. Your mind feels clear.
Getting there, yeah.
Wonderful.
I like the beach.
Wonderful, wonderful.
That's beautiful. I think that, you know, everyone's got to clear their minds.
This is me shaking Noah's hand on that.
Here's my issue right now is that, like, my mind feels very clear, so I'm just kind of bored.
Not to brag or anything, but I'm feeling clear as fuck. And now that I'm mentally so well, I'm just bored.
That sounded terrible. I didn't mean it to come out like that. I meant I'm at my house right now. This is going to sound worse and worse as
Rhea's
I keep talking.
Get your shit together. Bored.
Get your ass up and work. Not enough of us.
No, I want to take back that statement. I'm not bored. I was just bored today. Like, that's really what I meant by that, was like, I was really just bored today. That's it. Fine. I am not otherwise bored, but I was thinking about that statement from Kim Kardashian. Not enough people want to get up and work these days. Yeah. And I was like, you're so right. Cause I don't, like, I was laying down before, and me saying I was bored today is like, I'm bored today, but I also don't feel like doing anything at all. So,
yep.
Hopefully everybody's.
All right, let's get into those topics.
Yeah, let's get into those topics. Hopefully everyone's feeling great. All right.
Hump day.
Okay. BTS is going on a hiatus, and we'll talk more about that. Kim Kardashian, she wore the Marilyn Monroe dress.
You just took such a like solemn approach to these topics from where you're like, all right, yeah, topics. BTS has taken a hiatus. The Kim Kardashian dress.
Because I am so scared of the BTS fans that I have a lot to say, but I'm just waiting until we talk about the topic.
Okay.
The Marilyn Monroe dress that Kim Kardashian wore to the Met Gala apparently is ruined.
Yep.
Post Malone is going to be a father and a husband. Austin Butler opened up about his Elvis accent and why people think his voice has changed. And Lady Gaga might be playing Harley Quinn in Joker 2, which also might be a musical. So
that literally reads like an Onion headline, but that was real.
That is a real statement.
Yeah.
So let's get into it, starting off with BTS.
With golf season in full swing, Chevy wants to help you make the most of every drive, and the all-electric Blazer EV's bold design and dynamic performance make it the perfect electric vehicle to get you to the course in style and comfort. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
BTS has announced that they are taking a hiatus as a group. They're going their separate ways. They need time off from each other. They are in a rough spot, and they need to figure out their own identity.
Smooth like butter. So sad. You know, when you think about BTS, obviously you think about the fans and how loved they are and how great, like, you know, I love BTS. BTS is awesome. You also don't realize that they have been a band for like 9 years fully. The band that we have right now, the version of BTS right now, has been together for 9 years. That's like a record breaking for young people in a band.
It is. And I want to say something without upsetting the BTS fans, that's ultimately going to upset the BTS fans, but I know that, and I'm taking accountability for it. BTS is never getting back together. They're not. BTS is not getting back together. And I think that and this is nothing against BTS, I think that the fans need to come to that conclusion
They promised, Rhea.
Yeah, they promised, but I'm promising you that they probably will not be getting back together. And I think that they need to grasp that before they turn into One Direction fans who never grasped it and thought that One Direction was going to get back together.
But they never promised to get back together.
No, they never promised, but they did say they were going on a hiatus.
Yeah, yeah.
And when you use those words, hiatus, here's what's going to happen. BTS, they're going to go on the hiatus. They're going to travel the world. Some may work on music. Some may not. Some may be, you know, Harry Styles, and some may be Liam Payne. You know, that's just how it goes. Some may be Justin Timberlake. Some may be Joey Fatone.
Yeah. You're right.
And
so, you're right.
And
you're right.
They're gonna
You got any more boy bands to compare to? Some might be
the Beatles.
Nick Lachey. Some might be one of the other guys from 98. Some might be Nick Carter. Can we even consider that one?
And some might be Aaron. So I think that they're all gonna find their place. And be like, we're not getting back together. We're happier not working this hard, because they've done this for a really long time. They've probably worked themselves to a disgusting amount. They're like, we're done. We need a break. We do, you know, they travel so much. They're always performing. They're probably overworked. And they're like, now that they take this hiatus, it probably a breath of fresh air. At first, probably a little scary to announce, but it's a breath of fresh air. And then the next couple of weeks, the next year, none of them are going to want to get back together. It's just,
well, they're going to taste the sweet, sweet taste of freedom.
Exactly. And they're going to be like, oh my God, why would we ever get back together and do what we were doing?
Yeah.
And well, I think people need to grasp onto that now.
The less successful ones are going to want to get back together, because eventually they're going to be like, I can't make it on my own.
But I think they're all going to be well off enough
that
they won't
good.
Have to do anything.
No, they'll be well off, but like eventually you'll miss the spotlight, or like you'll.
I don't know.
Making
I don't know
music
about,
that people listen to.
I don't know if the K-pop spotlight really ever goes out, is the thing. Like,
it's just that there's so many of them. I feel like
there are a lot of them, but they had said that. RM had said the problem with K-pop and the whole idol system is that they don't give you time to mature. You have to keep producing music and keep doing something. That's why, like, the way it works is it's just, like you said, Rhea, nonstop work. And everyone who loves BTS has to say, like, every song needs to sound like a BTS song. They're not changing it up. Like, they really have to kind of, it's a well-oiled machine. The wheel just keeps on turning. They all want off the wheel.
Also, speaking of boy bands and like something that you've talked about recently, did you see what Zayn posted on his Instagram? Him singing like a One Direction song type thing.
Harry was about to pass him in followers, and Zayn posted a One Direction riff so that you could gain more followers.
Nobody is more locked into the Harry Zayn Instagram follower battle than Rhea is. She's like, Harry was this close.
He was. And then Zayn posted something having to do with One Direction. And then boom, followers went up again.
Yeah.
Let's check in. Let's see where they're at.
Check in right now. I'm going to say, so, you know, that BTS 100% think their fans a ton. You said, we can't help but think of our fans no matter what. We want to be the kind of artists that are remembered by our fans. I think now we're starting to think about what kind of artists we each want to be remembered by. I think that's why we're going through a rough patch right now. We're trying to find our identity, and that's an exhausting and long process. There's so many guys in that band too. Like, they all have different sounds, singers, rappers, like they could go in different directions. Okay, go ahead, Rhea.
Zayn has 45.9 and Harry has 45.6.
The gap has widened.
300K. It's not that much. Oh, wait, is it 300K? Yeah, 300K, right?
Zayn is working hard for those followers. Yeah, I think that they probably were like, you know what? The way that this is going to be okay is if we just tell everyone that we promise we're going to get back together. And they probably looked at each other like, you promise? Yeah. You promise? And everyone's like, we promise. We promise we're going to get back together. And then a couple months from now, Mm-mm. So this is no offense to any BTS stans out there. I don't want them coming for me, but you gotta realize it now.
Yeah.
They're not gay. And hey, if I'm wrong, I'd love to be wrong.
Yeah. You know what? I kind of have faith just because
Have faith that they're going to get back together.
Not like fully back together, but I think they will do some stuff together just because they have made it so long. Like 9 years is so long that I feel like maybe there will be something to come from it. Because like Backstreet, I mean, of course, like with some missing people in sync, right? But like they've done those boy bands have all gotten back together.
That's what I'm saying, though. They're not all going to come back together.
Yeah, yeah. Seven is a lot of guys.
But even One Direction couldn't come back together. I mean, maybe they will. Who knows? But they're not. Doesn't look like they're getting back together.
One Direction is the outlier.
One Direction is so far gone at this point.
Yeah,
Are they the outlier? I feel like most bands who split don't get back together. Like, fully.
Not true.
Historically, like overall.
I don't know. I feel like these days.
Once upon a time, a lot of split and they got back together as well.
Yeah.
Wait, who?
Motley Crue.
Oh, Motley Crue. Well, like, yeah, I don't know. I guess I was going to say the Beatles, but like, who knows? John Lennon died. So
it's kind of hard to tell. Yeah, kind of a different situation.
Yeah.
I'm thinking if we keep it in the boy band genre, there has been a lot that have gotten back together.
Big time.
They do like, look at BTR. They're about to go on tour.
They get back together.
The Jonas Brothers.
Like,
honestly,
the Jonas Brothers are the only ones that didn't really get back together. Like when it was so late that it was kind of just more like they really got back together. But they're also brothers. So
yeah, that's kind of a different.
The bond is stronger.
Yep, blood bond.
Yes. Well, anyways. We're praying for all the BTS fans out there.
Yeah, I've been there. I've been in their shoes when this happens, and it's not easy. So my condolences.
You know what I picture? Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen. Sid Arthur's breaking up, and they like literally have a funeral for it.
Yes,
that's BTS fans today.
That's probably happening somewhere.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
It has been reported that the Marilyn Monroe dress that Kim Kardashian wore to the Met Gala is broken. It's ruined. There's gems falling off. There's
stitching
strings.
The
strings are coming apart. The dress is ruined. I think that we need to remember that this dress was in Ripley's Believe It or Not. This dress was not at a museum. This dress was at the Ripley's Believe It or Not that people barely even go to anymore. So I'm having a hard time figuring out which side I am on of this.
As am I will say. So these pictures came out because an account was sent photos from somebody who had gone to see the dress now as it is at Ripley's, and the Marilyn Monroe collection on Instagram posted the photo being like, look at the dress. This is how it's been on display on June 12, 2022, sent in by this at one Morissette. And the Instagram account wrote, so much for keeping the quote, the integrity of the dress and the preservation at Ripley's, Believe It or Not, was it worth it? And then they posted a couple like of their press releases. And then he posted a side-by-side of when he had seen the dress in 2016 and a video of the dress, how it looked in 2016 compared to how it looks now. And this was taken, is this a 4K video that I took of the gown while it was on display at Julian's auctions in November of 2016. Without question, the damage is significant. This also comes from, so like I said, this comes from the Marilyn Monroe Collection, which is the official account for the Scott Fortner Marilyn Monroe Collection, the world's largest private collection of Monroe's personal property and archives. Now, I'm not sure, like, to me, the thought of somebody just collecting all these items from some, like a celebrity feels a little creepy to me. Like, just, you know, just to be like, I own so much of Marilyn Monroe's things. It's like, all right, guy, that you're, why right, the obsession with Marilyn Monroe? Like, I know people obviously are obsessed with Marilyn Monroe, but to have all of these, you know, all of these things, the world's largest private collection of her personal property and archives. So he's at auctions and all this stuff all the time, I'm sure. It comes down to, like, a lot of people are like, oh, who do you blame here? Do you blame Kim? Do you blame Ripley's? Like, where does it go here? I kind of feel like it's Ripley's. They're the ones that gave her the dress. If they had just said no, then the dress would be fine, but they agreed to do it. So
I agree. I don't understand why.
How is this Kim's fault?
If you are allowed to wear Marilyn Monroe's dress, are you going to be, you didn't know Marilyn Monroe.
Right.
Are you going to be like, no, Marilyn, she would not want me to wear it. Or are you going to be like, yeah, I'd love to wear Marilyn Monroe's dress. What an honor. Probably the second one.
If I was going to the Met Gala and I asked Ripley's, believe it or not, to loan me the dress, and they said, yes, we'll do fittings, we will not alter the dress at all, and they probably promised her that they would do their best to make sure the dress is preserved, I'm sure she promised them that she would do her best to keep the dress completely intact. But if they're saying yes to me, like, hey, you can take this dress, for the moment, I feel like you're taking the dress.
You're taking the dress. And I think that this whole thing has been blown out of proportion. At the end of the day, this may be insensitive, but it's,
I say it because I'm thinking the same thing.
Yep. It's just a dress. What's the dress going to do just sitting there?
I had that thought last night when I was reading this stuff, and I was like, I get it, because I have gone to the Met. I have gone to costume exhibits where it is very cool to see costumes and real-time outfits from big historical moments or big celebrities, big Broadway shows, things like that. It is very, very cool. But like, it's a dress, and it's an old dress.
She didn't take the scissor and cut it up. There is an old dress over time is probably going to get ruined a little bit.
Yeah.
So if the dress still exists,
especially because it is on display. It's one thing if the dress was being kept in a temperature controlled, vacuum sealed bag in a room that was going to make sure that that dress is preserved for hundreds of years. This is a dress that is on a mannequin in a Ripley's, believe it or not, which is very cool to go see and look at, but it is on display for people to go and see and look at.
Exactly.
So a lot of misplaced anger. I feel like people just want to be mad at at Kim for fucking this dress up.
Who's really mad at this? Truly.
Well, you know who just like fucking hates the Kardashians, I think, is the people who run the Diet Prada Instagram account.
Oh.
Like,
so they're the ones that are causing the outrage?
Well, they reposted all the stuff from the Marilyn Monroe collection, because the Marilyn Monroe collection Instagram has 84,000 Instagram followers.
Mm-hmm.
Diet Prada reposted the whole thing. They have 3 million Instagram followers. So obviously that puts it totally on blast and gets it way more attention. And yeah, I just think they fucking hate the Kardashians. Any negative story that has to come with fashion or anything like that with them, they are sharing it. So that's their prerogative. If they don't like them, they can share whatever they want.
Yeah. I think that this whole thing though, it's like, imagine me and you were sitting here like, I can't believe Kim Kardashian wore Marilyn Monroe's dress. And I am so upset that the dress is like.
We're just also not fashion purists. You know, some people are just really that's their bread and butter, their cup of tea. And it's not ours.
No, it's not.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Austin Butler has addressed the conversation surrounding his newfound Elvis accent, his voice changing, you know, in many interviews and red carpet interviews and things that he's been seen in. Now he does have a little bit of an Elvis twang, and myself included have been quite confused about this. Mm. And we did talk about it last episode because of the TikTok of him in the movie, which he is supposed to have that voice.
Yes.
He is supposed to have that voice in the movie. So I will not fault him there. But otherwise, he has been talking in this like Elvis voice. And he said that, you know, when you're surrounded by Elvis's name constantly, and, you know, sometimes you need to channel Elvis to get up on stage in front of all these people. And I don't mean to laugh, but for some reason, this whole thing is so funny to me. Like, I cannot stop laughing about Austin Butler, like, thinking he's Elvis after playing Elvis. And you know what? Who am I to say that I wouldn't start acting like I'm, you know, Madonna after playing Madonna, right?
Right.
Like, you're feeling yourself. You just got to play an icon. And now it's seeping into your life, but on being an outsider looking in, you're like, all right, Austin Butler's looking a little weird.
In he said this in for L Australia, because he was asked about it. He said, I hear that a lot. I didn't do anything else for 2 years apart from working on Elvis. That's such a large chunk of life. I'm not surprised that it clicks in, because I'm a shy person. And when I know that there's bits of Elvis that I have to click into in order to go out on stage and be in front of a ton of people, being surrounded by his name everywhere, there's triggers. You spend so much time obsessing about one thing, and it really is like muscular habits. Your mouth can change. It's pretty amazing. I know that I'm constantly changing. Check in with me in 20 years when I've played a lot of roles. Who knows what I'll sound like?
I mean, it's a fair answer. Like,
now, Rhea, you claim your voice has changed. Would you be able to go back to how you spoke 2 years ago?
But here's my voice, my level of voice has changed.
Yes.
Like,
his level of voice has changed.
I guess. I mean,
watch his videos from his interviews for like Carrie Diaries Press. It's so much higher. Like, so much higher.
I guess you bring up a good point, but I don't know what to call my voice change. Like, I went through puberty last summer or something, because if you listen to the podcast long ago from the beginning to now, my voice, the octave has changed. Mm. I think I like lost a vocal cord.
Your
I don't
balls
know what
dropped.
Happened.
Your balls dropped at some point last summer.
They did. Like, you know what it is? What I think happened was I like tried picking up vaping as a habit for like 2 weeks last summer. I was like, I'm going to like start vaping. I don't know why. And it didn't catch on, which
so
I'm
so just like Austin Butler played the role of Elvis, he played the role of cool vape girl.
Yeah. And I didn't like it. I was like, I don't want to vape anymore. But it was a combination of vaping like so much in a 2 week span and drinking nonstop. My voice just changed after that. So I guess I am Austin Butler as Elvis.
But you're not like trying. Like, don't you think it's probably tiring for him?
He's claiming that he doesn't even do it on purpose, that it's just like a natural response now that's how he sounds.
Which is why I don't even hate his answer. Like, there's nothing he could do about it, but it's still mind-boggling. Like, it's still funny. Even though there's nothing he could do about it, it's still very funny to me.
Yeah, it is. It is, and I guess now, like, yeah, there's probably a little part of him that thinks like, fuck, I'm basically Elvis. Like,
like is this gonna happen?
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like,
no, because for him to say, like, I go out on stage for, like, he's like, oh, I'm doing press, everyone's cheering, I'm going out, like the movie posters everywhere. Elvis. He goes back in the mindset of when he was filming the movie and playing Elvis.
But, like, is he going to do this every time he plays a new character, or is it just Elvis? Like,
I hope so.
I pray to God he does it with every character he does.
Like, if there's a really high-pitched voice and, like, they act way differently, is he going to talk like that?
I hope so.
I have chills thinking about Austin Butler being like, I'm Elvis, like, getting out on stage. And he's like, I'm Elvis. You know what I was thinking about? Like, if Leonardo DiCaprio talked like every single one of his movie roles, like Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Imagine Leonardo DiCaprio just talked like how he talked in that movie.
Yeah.
That movie's funny because Brad Pitt basically was just himself in that movie. But I almost feel like that's how Austin Butler's trying to talk now, like very deep and cool.
Yeah, like he's like, hello, GQ. Johnny Depp did the same thing.
It's Austin, the GQ magazine. Rhea thought Johnny Depp was British for
If you watch like interviews from the 90s of Johnny Depp, he talks like anyone for, I think he's from Florida or California, like he just talks like a normal person.
If you don't, well, that's why, if you don't think Captain Jack Sparrow leaked in there a little bit for real life when he played so many times. I also want to read what Lisa Marie Presley said about the movie, that it is absolutely, I know, like, I don't think we've ever hyped up a movie more on this podcast than this movie, because it's just been so long. Absolutely exquisite. Austin Butler channeled and embodied my father's heart and soul beautifully. In my humble opinion, his performance is unprecedented and finally done accurately and respectfully. If he doesn't get an Oscar for this, I will eat my own foot. Ha ha. She continued that she was moved to tears when her three grandchildren were also overwhelmed in the best possible way by their grandpa's legacy. So, boy, does this family love this movie.
How good is this movie going to be? And how much am I going to hate it?
it's been hyped up so much now that you're going to hate it. Like, I just know it already. Like, this is a perfect setup for a Rhea overhype to go see it and be on this podcast and be like, it was all right.
I feel like I am not buying into the overhype.
Ooh, so maybe it's a reverse.
Because I am so turned off by Austin Butler's voice that I can't fathom watching 2 hours of this. I don't know why. I want to buy into it. I want to eat it up. I can't. I just can't. Like,
you just have to wait and see.
It's crazy to me the way that they are, the family is just hyping the fuck out of this movie.
I know, so and much.
Yet, I can't buy into it.
Are they getting a percentage of box office sales or something?
They have to be getting something.
Like, sneaky, like, ghost producers, or I don't know.
I don't know. I got to get my feelings out on this somewhere else, though, because I feel like I've talked about it nonstop on this podcast that I might have to write like in my journal about it. I don't even have a journal, but I might just need to get a journal.
Buy one.
I might need to buy a journal and just write about how much Austin Butler's Elvis voice is turning me off.
Just have an Austin Butler journal day one of day two, how you're feeling.
The thing is, I'm going to have to see this film immediately.
Oh, at 100%.
I'm not going to have, I don't have time to let it sit.
No.
Wait, do you know how long it is, the movie?
2 hours and 24 minutes.
Yeah, two and a half hours.
I just gave a very specific number. I have no idea if that's true.
Wait, you just made that up?
No, I just felt like it was a good guess.
2 hours and 39 minutes. It's
39 minutes?
Yeah.
That's
3 hours of Austin Butler talking like that.
June 24th.
Only got
a couple more weeks before we shut up about this movie.
Are you guys excited for that Brad Pitt movie? I've seen a lot of trailers for that. That looks good.
The Bullet Train one?
Yeah.
No,
it looks good.
I'll watch anything Brad Pitt's in.
It looks good, but I just feel like it's got, that movie's been postponed, I feel like, so many times. Like, I've been watching that trailer in the movie theater for a year. And it still isn't out yet.
It has gone down on Rotten Tomatoes, the Elvis film. 77.
That it was going to even out at some point, considering that there were people who called it an absolute nightmare. So,
do you think you'll like it more than Bohemian Rhapsody?
I don't know. I think they're going to be two very different styles of movie. Those directors are very different.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever finished Bohemian Rhapsody.
You started it?
No. I think I fell asleep, maybe.
Yeah, I didn't love it. I didn't love it.
I didn't like it. Yeah.
I loved Rocket Man, though.
That was good.
Same. Fucking
I saw that twice in theaters.
Yeah. Agreed. All right. That's it for this week's this episode's Elvis update. we only got like seven more to go for
you guys. You guys should have to talk. You should have to talk in the voice whenever you talk about it.
Here's the thing: what we need to do is
1, 2, 3, 4. There'll be five episodes until the movie comes out.
What we need to promise each other is that we're going to see it and talk about it. We need to all see it. We can't just, one of us can't go. And then we all need to see it. Unfortunately, I have a wedding that weekend, which is cutting into it.
We're not, it's the summer. We're not movie on the weekend summer people.
No.
I thought Rhea just said on an episode, like, go to movies on a night time, on a weekend.
I take back my no. I love a Saturday night movie during the summer. I told you, go to the beach, go to the pool, get all burnt, you know, take a shower, go to the movies at night. Yeah. I do love that. But I have a wedding that weekend, which is really cutting into my Elvis film time. So we're going to have to go.
We'll have to go the week after. Post Malone announced on Howard Stern that he is a father. He has a baby girl. And he referred to his girlfriend, you know, the mother of this baby is now his fiance. This all happened on earlier this week on the Howard Stern show, during which he dropped the news that his longtime girlfriend, whom he hasn't identified publicly, is now his fiance, and subtly shared that he became a dad as he told Stern that he kissed his baby girl before recently heading to the recording studio. Howard Stern was like, wait, I'm sorry. We didn't know you had a daughter, right? Like, that's not information that you shared. And that has happened. We did know there was a baby, I think, on the way, but not that the baby had been born. The most interesting part of this to me is that his now fiance is like completely anonymous, maybe to the postie stands, they know who she is, but like as a casual Post Malone fan, I don't know who the hell she is.
I had no idea. My first thought though was, if he's going to have a child, he needs to not smoke 80 cigarettes a day.
That's fair.
And listen, I'm nobody to judge about some cigarette smoking because I've been around it my whole life.
But I was going to say, you're actually the perfect person to talk about this as the child of smokers.
Yes, as a child of smokers.
Yeah.
It was
you
very
have the
hard.
Best perspective.
It was very hard growing up, going to school. I see my dad in the other room. That's why I'm saying this right now. I'm totally kidding. But there was one time.
Imagine you just like broke down in tears.
I was really trying to lay it on.
And I had to go to school.
I was trying to lay it on, but I saw my dad's face getting progressively angrier. And I was like, it's not worth it. But there was one time in high school where my backpack like kind of smelled like smoke. I was aware of that though. And in Kellenberg, the high school I went to, we couldn't leave the high school. You know how like some high schools you were able to leave for lunch or leave in the middle of the day, free period. You were not allowed to do that in our high school. You couldn't. There was no way that you could. So one time in my music class, I was just sitting minding my own business, and my music teacher started going nuts on the class. Like, he was like, there is somebody in this class that before they come to this class, they are leaving and going to smoke cigarettes in the courtyard and like going off. And he was like, it's someone in this area. And he like walked towards my walk area.
Directly in front of you.
And I was so embarrassed because I knew that it was me. But I am not the one smoking cigarettes. I just knew that my backpack must have smelled like cigarettes. So Post Malone. Don't send your kid to school smelling like cigarettes.
If you had to guess how old Post Malone is, what would your guess be?
28.
I would say 32.
He's 26.
Oh wow!
Post Malone is 26 years old.
He's the same age as me. Wow.
His birthday is actually coming up, 4th of July, 1995.
Holy
so he's turning
shit.
He's turning 27, but
you're older than Post Malone.
I'm older than Post Malone. Shit.
Oh my god, you could have better get a baby on the way.
Sometimes there are truly revelations that I do have now, like because I am at that age where I just always assume people are still older than me, especially when it comes to celebrities, and then I look their age, I'm like, oh fuck, I'm older than this person. And yeah, Post Malone, a young gun, but I like I said before, and I'm sure it benefits his relationship and is the best thing for him. That is impressive as hell to like keep your relationship totally private and like the media doesn't talk about this woman's name. Like it's not like they even say like, oh, we did even E! News, TMZ is like, oh, his undisclosed fiance who we know he has, but they've kept their relationship very private. That's pretty impressive.
That is very impressive. And I think that Post Malone lives kind of a private life, even though he is extremely famous.
Yeah, definitely. So congratulations to Post.
Good for them.
Good for them. Listen up, we've got some tea and you all are going to be obsessed. We spoke with the Abercrombie team and they told us that they were going to launch a wedding shop. Well, we lost it because as you know, we are both getting ready to get Abercrombie and Hitched. The whole vibe of Abercrombie these days is clothes you'd wear for a perfect long weekend, and all their customers were like, hey, we spend long weekends traveling for weddings these days. And then Abercrombie was like, we love that. Let us just give you everything you could ever possibly want and love to wear for all things wedding. So they did. It has everything. Tons of dresses, jumpsuits, pants, swimsuits, pajamas, pantsuits, and all perfectly curated for different events, bachelorettes, brunches, showers, ceremonies as a guest and ceremonies as a bride, reception, and even honeymoon. It is incredible. Check out the Abercrombie Wedding Shop on Abercrombie.com. Go shop it now. It is being reported that Lady Gaga is in talks to join Joaquin Phoenix in the sequel to Joker, which will be a musical. That is really what is happening. Hollywood Reporter wrote, Lady Gaga's in early talks to star opposite Joaquin Phoenix in director Todd Phillips' sequel to Joker. Phillips has been writing the script with Joker co-writer Scott Silver for some time and has finally shown it to the studio. Last week, Phillips revealed on social media the title of the new project, Joker, Folie à deux. It's French. It's French, referencing a medical term for an identical or similar mental disorder that affects two or more individuals, usually members of the same family. And while the same social media post showing Phoenix reading the script, the actor's involvement is not exactly. Oh, it's not exactly locked. He has yet to close a deal with the actor, with the two sides deep into it. Enter Gaga. Details on our character being kept under wraps, but Joker is known for his on and off abusive relationship with Harley Quinn. So the people are obviously assuming that she would play Quinn. This new Quinn exists in a different DC universe than Margot Robbie's Harley Quinn. And it's hilarious because then the article finishes with, but wait, that's not all. Sources say the sequel is also a musical.
I don't hate any of this. I love a musical. I didn't love the first Joker. I think I remember saying that Joaquin Phoenix, his performance was better than the movie itself. Like him as Joker was very good, but the movie itself fell flat for me. Besides the end, I guess the ending was insane. And I thought that that was very interesting. I think that Lady Gaga is a great actress. People were bringing up the point of like, you know, Margot Robbie was Harley Quinn, but it's two different universes, really. It's the same, but it's not. So it wouldn't make any sense for her to play this Harley Quinn.
No, it's totally, because the Joker's, it's a different Joker. Like it's, you know, it's a...
Right.
It's
it would be like, well, how were you just with Jared Leto and now you're with Joaquin Phoenix?
Yeah, exactly. So I think that definitely makes sense. I remember actually reading this on Dumois, like, definitely the past few weeks, somebody had sent something in about this because they said that apparently Joaquin Phoenix really wanted Rooney Mara to play this role. And they're married they're together, Joaquin Phoenix and Rooney. So I think like that this was something that maybe he wanted to do with her, but it looks like it's going to be Lady Gaga, which is a great role for Lady Gaga. And Todd Phillips was a producer on A Star is Born. So the connection with Gaga is there.
I said how great of an actress I think Lady Gaga is while forgetting how much I hated House of Gucci.
Yeah. It's
besides the point. Just wanted to mention it one more time.
100%. And you're allowed to feel that way because I feel like that happens all the time. There's a lot of times good actors end up in terrible movies.
Terrible movies. And I think that it was an awful film. It was really bad.
Yeah. So I'm very intrigued by the direction that this would go in. If this is going to be like a dark style musical, which is a genre we don't see too often. And yeah, we'll see how it goes. But I think that this is a role that totally makes sense for Lady Gaga, I think.
Well, think about Phantom of the Opera. That's kind of a dark musical.
Yeah, I suppose that's true. But I'm saying
it's not as dark as Joker, but it's kind of dark.
Yeah, yeah. I almost am also just considering it is dark, but it is also just like visually dark. Dark tones are used completely.
That is
for these movies. But no, I think that makes a lot of sense. We'll see how that goes.
The Phantom of the Opera has a dark story, just like Joker.
Yeah, you know? Are right. You are right. And great music.
I was going to do it, but I stopped myself.
A little Phantom of the Opera?
The Phantom of the Opera is there.
Be honest, the echo that your mic is given doesn't make that sound that bad.
Thank you. Thank you very much. All right, that wraps up today's episode of Chicks in the Office. Make sure you are subscribing everywhere on YouTube, wherever you listen to podcasts, and our new summer merch is available. We got a water bottle, bucket hat, towels, all very cute. You can check that in the link in the description. We love you guys, and we'll talk to you on Friday.
because I'm so open.